to Lebanon now, where an armed woman and a group of activists have stormed a bank in Beirut in a desperate attempt to access their savings. Lebanon's banks have imposed strict limits on withdrawals, pushing many people into poverty. Let's bring in Al Jazeera's Zina Khodra, who's in Beirut with the latest. Zina, so another holdup in Beirut. There was one just a few weeks ago. Tell us about what's happened today.
In fact, in the last hour or so, there was yet another incident. So two such incidents today, the third in the past months. You mentioned a female depositor. She stormed the bank behind me with a group of activists holding a weapon. They poured gasoline. They threatened to set the bank branch on fire if they do not get access to their savings. Their money, the Lebanese, their money has been trapped in banks since late 2019 when informal capital controls were imposed. And every time you want to withdraw money, you withdraw it at a rate much lower than the market, value. I'll just give you one example. If you want to withdraw $700, they give you $200. So that's a de facto haircut. So people feel, the depositors feel, that they have been paying the price for this financial crisis, not the banks, not the state. So now they believe that they want to take their rights by force, especially since this woman's sister is in hospital suffering from cancer. So she said she needed her money in order to pay foot the hospital bill for her sister.
Yeah, and this is their money, right? This is what's so astonishing about this. It's their money in their bank accounts. How have people in Lebanon been affected by this economic crisis on a daily basis?
This is really a deep economic crisis. It's now in its third year. Politicians are not doing anything about it, actually. In fact, Parliament was supposed to meet today to discuss the budget, the state budget for this year, but there was no quorum. And the Parliament is also expected to enact a number of reforms, financial reforms, in order to be eligible for an IMF bailout package. This country is in shortage of dollars. The local currency has depreciated, lost more than 90% of its value. So people's money really has become worthless, and that's why they need to access their savings. At the same time, the government is nearly bankrupt. It's unable to provide basic services like electricity, water, and health care. And this is why she really stormed the bank this morning, demanding her money. She walked away with $13,000. And in the second incident, the depositor walked away with $30,000. In previous cases, they were not detained for long, but maybe authorities might impose stricter measures simply because the Depositors Association is now warning that there will be more incidents like this to come.
Thank you, Zina. Zina Khodra, live in Beirut.